talking about a question of faith. So I'm going to ask you, what is faith? How do you define faith? More important, what does faith look like and feel like to you? Everyone has faith in something. We hear faith can move mountains. I believe that living in faith and living from our faith is vastly important to our well-being and our health. Living in and from our faith means we are willing to cultivate and work with the power that is greater than we are. And to believe ourselves to be, that there's a power greater that lives within us, works with us, is part of our whole being. See, faith to me is believing there is this power for good within me, within you, that wants only our good. Let's stop for a moment and think about that. That there is a power within you that wants only your good. I don't know about you, but I never had somebody in my life who 24/7 wanted my good until lately. I've been blessed. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." Hear that? Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the staircase. And when I read that quote, it reminds me of Indiana Jones, one of my most favorite movies. And the thing that really got me was when Indiana stepped out off of the cliff, he had to get to the other side of the big crevasse. And he trusted and believed as he stepped out. A stone came up and that he could walk across. And with each step he took, something came up and greeted him in thin air. That stone met him because he believed it was going to be there. That takes faith. How many of us can step out on a crevasse and expect something to be there for us to step on? Faith is an understanding of how life works. I hear that. Faith is an understanding how life works, that there is a foundation that all of life works from and in. Faith is believing that there's a greater power at work living within us, a power for good that we can and will use. It's up to each and every one of us. Here's how I know that all of you have great faith. Because you rarely give your breathing a thought or how you move the oxygen through your body or how you clean the blood of your body and how your body heals a cut or a wound. Do you think about this daily? Do you work with that? Or do you think about how brilliantly your body digests your food? No. You have faith in the intelligence that lives within your body. Yes? Yes. Within you, that it's going to work absolutely perfectly. Don't we? We never think about it. Yes? See, I believe you have faith. Everything is working perfectly in your body, always, and will work always. Yes? Yes. This crowd is not being very responsive.
Yes.
Thank you, Diana. That was Diana. You get a star. We're not going to talk about the others. Now, how funny we are. Because how much faith we live in until something goes wrong with our bodies or with our health. And then I don't know about you, but I hear it so many times. Then people get mad at their body and they turn against their body because all of a sudden, it's not working perfectly. And that's a great subject. Then we'll talk about that later. You see, because we believe that our body's going to work for us. And when it doesn't, we get mad. How dare it not work? Okay, that's for another talk. Faith is believing and trusting in something greater than ourselves. I really like that. Because when we think we have to do it all on our own, it gets pretty lonely. But there's a power that says, I will work with you if you will allow it. And it works with harmony with each and every one of us. Faith lifts us up into a place where we can say, no matter what, everything is going to work out and be okay. Everybody breathe into that. Faith is really saying, no matter what we're seeing, no matter what's going on, everything's going to work out. It's all going to be okay. And when we understand that that's what this power is saying, then we can relax and let life unfold in its own natural outpicturing. Faith helps us rise above conditions, trusting that the next step will show up. That there is a vibrant, active something supporting our greater good. Faith is having a connection with all is well, even in the middle of chaos. Can you do that? Can you stand in the middle of chaos and say, all is well? Impossible, you say. Aha! There it is. Oops, there goes our thinking. The moment you say, that's impossible, I cannot do that, there goes our thinking, and negativity is what weakens our faith. It stops our flow. It dams up our river of good. Faith means we leave open the pipeline. And you want a really big pipeline, especially for today. You want a big pipeline for greater good to flow, even when our world is looking pretty topsy-turvy. So don't imagine a hose. One of those big water pipes, whoosh, flowing to you, the greater good. No matter what's going on, everything's going to work out. Because keeping our eyes open and seeing rightly is what faith is. To see beyond conditions, to see beyond appearances, is really the secret of living in faith. Besides, it keeps us from getting all gnarled up. Where we put our attention is what determines our experience. If we're all gnarled up and twisted up in what's going on, then we're going to remain twisted up. Where we put our attention determines our outcome, determines our experience. Really hear that this morning. Where are you putting your attention? Breathe. When we feel separate from our good, I don't know about you, but our heart is heavy and we're believing in what is and has gone wrong. Anybody? Years ago, I used to make lists of all that was wrong. I did really well with it. I lived daily in negative mind chatter because I had a lot of evidence. Anybody? I loan people money. I realized later on the only reason I was loaning people money was because I was really wanting to buy their love and appreciation. But I did expect it to be paid back. Silly me. Talk about holding grudges over and over again. They went right on my list. Anybody? See, grudges at that time tied me in knots, clouded my vision, and made me miserable. I finally understood and learned that if I was going to give money, to give it freely, not as a loan, but as a gift. I can't tell you the freedom that has brought to me. I give money now, and it is a gift, expecting nothing. I untied the strings to my happiness. What strings do you need to untie today that will open the door for your happiness? Because you see, happiness begins with being nice to ourselves and being with what is. Accepting this is what is. Worry, list making, makes us sick and weakens our immune system. I know that one firsthand. So we want to untie ourselves from old beliefs. Hate. Hate is the biggest tightening that takes place for us. Hate, when we hate something about ourselves or we hate someone else, we literally shut the door. And actually, as I was writing this today, we don't just shut the door. We slam it closed. We slam the door closed to our good when we hate. I'm going to invite you today to take hate absolutely out of your vocabulary. That word doesn't exist. Untying ourselves from old patterns begins with being nicer to us, ourselves, about our struggles. Whatever you're dealing with, be nice to yourself. If someone else came up to you and said, I'm really struggling here, you would have kindness and loving patience with them. I hope. Give it to yourself. Honoring ourselves wherever we are is a beginning point to unravel those tightness, that place where we have bound ourselves up. Sometimes I step back and I observe myself and I realize, oh, whoa, Maggie, you're fighting with this. Whatever the event might be. And I ask, what am I really fighting against? And that's where the healing takes place. What am I fighting against? Oh, I didn't do it right. I'm not good enough. Whatever it is, then it's like that's where your love needs to be focused. I'm doing the best I possibly can. Tomorrow I'll do better. You see, grudges and harm pollutes our pond of consciousness. Living a faith-filled life means we start where we are, just as we are. No condemnation, just this is where I am. We trust in the unseen power that breathes us and beats our heart. This power desires to work with us in every way. It is up to each one of us to say yes to it, to allow it, to invite this power greater into our lives and into our consciousness. I will, I am. You say that? I will, I am. Willing to live in faith today. Because you see, we have got to want the best for ourselves before we can want it for anybody else. Untying ourselves from old patterns begins with being nicer to ourselves. and learning to feed ourselves with appreciation. We're all doing the best we possibly can. And I love using YouTube. I talked about it last week. And YouTube is my friend. Years ago, this guy in the computer industry, he would tell me, Maggie, YouTube is your friend. I'd ask him, how do I do this? Jonathan, how do I do this? He says, Maggie, YouTube is your friend. Everything that you need to know and how to do is on YouTube. Well, YouTube is my friend, and it supports me. And one of the things that I've been really working with lately is Abraham's Rampages. Just go on YouTube and look for Abraham Rampage. And there are all these different subjects of Abraham Rampages. Just goes on and on. Here's some that I wrote down that I really love. I am where I am. I am doing this the best I can. Tomorrow I'll even be better. This is a really good day. This is a really good day. Source loves me. Why not me love me? A larger part of me exists, and I'm going to find it. I mean, it just goes on and on. We have to give equal time to this positive mind chatter. I'm going to invite you to not only re-listen to these talks and listen to the beautiful practitioner prayers that go on from Monday to Friday. Feed yourself with good conscious food of faith. We each hold the key to the greater good. The greater good in faith and trust that there is a power that is here now supporting each one of us. Will you choose faith in the unseen today? Or will you choose the topsy-turvy world of effects and events? Your choice. I believe when we allow life to love us, we give birth to a greater world. Loving ourselves is where we learn to love everyone else, even in their tension and tied up places, and there may be sideways movements. First, we begin with ourselves. And then we can send love to everyone else. This is what faith is. It's living from that place that everything is working for the highest and greatest good of all and the harm of none. So let's take a breath and breathe into that as we close with prayer this morning. And recognize with me that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. Doesn't matter what you call it. God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, invisible presence, power for good. There is only one life, and that life uniquely and divinely desires to be the life that lives within me and lives within you. We are each the beloved place where God shows up. Unique, divine, individual expressions. And where I know that this light and love and glory that lives within you and lives within me is mighty and powerful, we place our attention on that first, and we allow this light of truth to shine upon our own personal lives, to untie us, to open our hearts, our minds, our souls to a greater sense of unity with the very essence and breath of our being, to heal, to renew, to restore any place within us personally that is desiring to be in that there is a power for good that is desiring to show up greater in your life and in my life and in the life of the world. And from this place that we have created together, we send this same essence out to touch lives and hearts, to heal this virus, to bring together in love and in celebration this world in a greater way than we have ever seen possible. Just imagine that this power that you have discovered today is within all people everywhere. And that it is awakening in a greater way right here, right now, than ever before. And where there is a need for healing, we call forth that miracle-working power of God. We don't have to know how to do it. We just have to know it is at work in every aspect of life. And we get to choose. We get to make that choice to live in faith, to live in trust, to live in our own magnificent divine self. The mystery and the miracles await each and every one of us. And we open to that. We bless our time together. As I bless this word, powerful word, that I release into the law that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified. We are full of it. We celebrate that together. We allow it to be so. And if you could join me, please say, and so it is.
Yes.
Amen.